Beginn der Karten darf man sich beim Zeh darf kuf your base. Beginn mit all beginn test master beginn sich mal khais Allah bei no khais Allah. So this guy, the employer is him khayu, it's khamani or shulkhani and at the end they don't want to pay. So that's the question, could the employee go back and claim by the employer or is exempt from paying? So it says Tais, he qualifies. He says, hey, Chedomale, we're the worker, says, and they put Techle Kamri, I'm going to let you off the hook totally, even if the storekeeper doesn't give it to me. Okay, so then Pshit today in the Chaz, obviously he can't go back to the employer, because the Mleikin, if that's not the case, B'chol Mechil Ba'alma, then for all types of pardoning, Tiboyele, you should ask the question, Iboy Kinyeloi, if you need to have an acquisition or not. And you wouldn't ask it specifically over here regarding the question of the employer. And Behechdamle Nami, where he tells them the other way around, and Ibatecha, look, I'll let you off the hook imir for Lishulchani if the storekeeper pays me. Of course he could go back to an employer. Keep an in Shulchani or Tzalitma because the storekeeper does not want to give it to him. So rather says, here we must be told my kisha amale hapoil stama. The employee tells him unspecifically, Shismach al Shulchani, that he's gonna rely on the money changer. And the question that's asked is, Miyamin, do we say that he's relying on the storekeeper, him yitin lo, he's going to give it to him? No, maybe totally lets the employer of Toka for yitin lo, even if he's not going to give it. That is the Gemara's question. Then says, if then we're going to say, this has to take a second look. He says, look, shitish le patra le gamri, what it means, obviously he's not letting him hug all the way. Davka him yitin, only if he's going to give him, because shari shulchan yochel arzaboy, because he knows the money changer could back out. I feel by Amit Shloshan, even if it was done in the presence of all three parties, Kimin Shein Labalabai is the Yadai, since the employer doesn't have Lipikad, not a deposit, Limilva, not a loan, and Kimin Yachalachzer, since, so he has no collateral, and since the storekeeper could back out, Stamale Patra Legami, we could presume that the employee is not letting the employer off the hook. Totally, the Labashuft Naskim, we're not dealing with a fool. Like, why would he let him off the hook if he knows that the storekeeper doesn't have to follow through? So Yeshua says, you can say, the truth is, you could say, Shabbatar Lagami. Now he is letting him off the hook. Meschayev Leshulchani, because the money changer is obligated to the employee, Medin Arev, from the halacha of a guarantor. Because Shemesmichu Hashulchani, when he's relying on the money changer, it's as if the money changer says, okay, now rely on me, and therefore, that releases the employer totally. And Bhuadin, they have a Matzilim Abayi, and the truth is the Gemara could have asked, Imashulchani Yachal Achzabay Imlav. That could have been the Gemara's question. Could the money changer back out or not? Because the Habahot Tali, because actually that's what the question is dependent on. If he could back out, then the employee could back out. If the money changer could not back out, like a guarantor, then that's what we're saying. Then the employee could not back out. So it says, Namahash the Mukha, from here it's evident, the Mechila in the Tzuchikinin, that a pardoning, forgiving does not require an acquisition. We must be talking about over here when the employee is pardoning the employer that it's without an acquisition. The kinyan leishayich elo kishapatcha legami behed, because an acquisition would only be applicable if he totally let him off the hook explicitly. And mafile patcha legami beferish, and even if he don't totally let him off explicitly, kibin shehignin lei, since if they would do a kinyan, then mevadai, most definitely is comparable to Shalapaitra Hiknale, that he's making the kinyan to let him off the hook. Because the Imlakin, if that wouldn't be the case, might serve kinyan, then what do you need an acquisition for? Now, Ubapaitra Behedya, now when he explicitly lets him off the hook, Pshita in the Chayza obviously cannot back. I could have been like we had explained in the beginning of Tysus. Ubaholim Ibaile, that wouldn't be a question. Elavada, rather, obviously, Bale Kinyan Ari must be talking about without a kinyan. And still, you see that Mechila itself would pardon it, and the kinyan would not be necessary. However, one could explain the hacha they were talking about over here, because omale behedya. No, actually, some weeks the employee explicitly said, "Ani b'tercha, I'm going to let you off the hook. Im yitin li, if he gives me, v'mloy, and if not, achzolacha, I'm going to come back to you." So then, what's the machlekes? Upligi, the disagreement is kozman shle chazal by shulchani. If the money changer did not back out yet, that he's going to provide for the employee, still, could the employee back out and go back to the employer? Well, it says, but even according to this interpretation, one could still explain a little bit of a proof, that pardoning does not require a formal act of acquisition. Rav Sheshi is saying the Chayzev, and the fact that Rav Sheshi says that he cannot go back to an employer. Well, Amma, obviously you see that Paitreim, that he lets him off the hook, calls Man Shirta Shulchani Lefroyeloi, as long as the money changer still wants to pay him. Now, Ubalaikinimari must be talking about an acquisition, because the beginning was acquisition, that fellow Rabbi might, then even Rabbi would agree. So obviously, that we're talking about this Mechilam, on some level, is without a kin. Additionally, what you could say is, No, it's not true. The whole machlik is over here. It has nothing to do with pardoning what we said in the first part of Taisis. The worker could go back to get his money. Of course, an employer owes him money. The dispute is regarding the owner's, the employer's liability for paying on time. If the employer backs out from this contractual transfer to the storekeeper, and he goes back and says, no, I want to get paid by the employer, no, you can't go back to the employer, meaning regarding holding the employer responsible for Baltalan. Because since it was already removed for one moment from the responsibility of the employer, once it was already transferred to the money changer, so it doesn't come back anymore from violating the Isra of not paying a worker on time. As for Abam, he says, since within the time frame of paying a worker, he backed out, so it's like it was from the beginning that he will be liable. And Rabbi infers from the mission of the Ketani, which teaches him, if he transferred the responsibility to the money changer, does not violate this mashmat, sounds like Dafka calls Mach, specifically when it's still by the money changer. But he could back out, and that is v'chayzal yisurah, and that it goes back to the prohibition. The Eloi hadar li yisurah, because if it wasn't going back to the prohibition, the word should have said, in yichalavrlov, you cannot violate on it. So obviously, that you go back to the isur of Baltan. So it says, v'leidame l'hadig tani, and it's not similar to what we say, that achar zmanai, we say in the Mishnah, or after the time in oivalav, once already the time passed, you don't violate anymore. But like Tani Ein Yachal, it doesn't say over there the same terminology that we're making a dig that, oh, and he cannot, because it's like limited, because there's no room for any error. But here, where there would be, the wording is specific, and therefore that was the dig that he was making. Rav Sheshadach, however, Sheshadach rejects the proof. And he says, no, the Ein Maturis Lavra Love Klal, though, that he's not in the category of violating at all, because Afele Yachzaba, even if he does back out, that he will not violate Baal Talm. Says to us, however, Miu, Yerushalmi the Shavuos, in the Yerushalmi, in the Masechta Shavuos, Gabi Chemini al Pankasai, in the halachic case of when there's an employer who owes a worker, and he says, look, he goes to the storekeeper, says, pay my workers. Where both the storekeeper swears that he never got paid, but he provided for the workers. And the workers claim that, no, they never got from the storekeeper, and they're both claiming from the employer reimbursement. With halachas the nishbam and neitlim v'al abayis, where they both swear and they collect from the employer. Kamar, Yerushalmi says the davka kishlehim lepoilim etzal chemini. That's only speaking about where the employer did not bring the workers, his employees, to the storekeeper themselves. Aval hamidim etzloi, but if he actually brought them to the storekeeper, in balabayis chayv lepoilim klum. Then it's not like the way the gemara says that they can both claim. No, then the employer is not responsible to the employees at all, because he already transferred them directly to the storekeeper. Now, Mefarash Rav Alpha, and the riff in his explanation of the Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi also leave with Rav Sheshes. The Yerushalmi is obviously going according to Rav Sheshes, which in our sugya, Rav Sheshes says that that they hold like him, because that's what we see, that's the principle of when you do a direct transfer, you can't back out. Again, according to the second shot, the place. I mean, you see, obviously, the riff held like the first shot, places, but like us, it's like Rabba. It's nothing to do with it, not disagreeing regarding Baltolin. It's regarding if you have to pay to the worker or not. So, again, that would depend on how you have the interpretation to say how the Yerushalmi is coming out and regarding this machlokes or not. Emchei Mashma says to go back to his original principle that he says in Mukhra from Asugya,
It's also sounds like this Peperkam and the Gedushin of Tazayin Manav, that this idea that Tais was saying the Mechila in the Tzricha Kinyan, that when you want to pardon someone something, you don't have to have a formal acquisition of this. Where do we find this? Can be Ebed Ivri. Regarding the Jewish slave, the Kavanah Gemara says, Lama Lishtaro, why do you need a document? Lama Levat Betray, Zil, why can't they just tell me if the two people go? Amrav Rav says, oh, Zosim Ras, this tells us that Ebed Ivri Gufa Kane. That no, the Jewish slave's body is actually acquired. And Rav Shemach Al Gerayna and the master were just pardoning the diminishment of how much he has left on his contract, and Gerayna Mochel, it's not just pardon. Now, that sounds like Mashma. He loved the Gufa Kondola. If you didn't have the slaves, the Jewish slaves' bodies acquired to the master, that you would be able to pardon. Now, Obelay Kinari must be talking about without an acquisition, because the Kinyan, because it was a formal Kinyan, then you wouldn't need a document. Because even the non Jewish slave, Kinyan acquires himself with a Kinyan of Chalipin, it's obviously in the Gemara getting Daphil Lamatesma Beis. The coming Gemara says, Shakal Kumsa, Beshodaba, and V'Amar Kani. That you acquire this and you acquire yourself. Kamar, and he says the loss of leklum. Why? The problem was, no, it didn't work for her. The maidservant acquired herself after when the master was trying to free her at the end of his life, because it was with the vessels of the master. Now the diak is obviously, if it would have been with the vessels of the buyer, then there would be a valid chalib, and then she would acquire herself. So it must be. Without a kinyan, with a kinyan, even the Ebed Kanani would work. So obviously, that you could have mechila even without a kinyan. Chen Pekah Nois is something more ksubat of Kodal Medal of Armin. We say the lacha chafei shana after 25 years, abik ksubas adalano loser ksuba shum the mustama machla, because they say, oh, we can presume that she already parted. Now Vavka lost her from kinyan, even though she didn't make any formal acquisition, because of a kinyan. If she made a kinyan, lalta nami abdik ksubas, and immediately she would lose her ksuba. So you see that obviously that since we presume there's mechila, even though there's no kinyan done, then that would work. Now, and then this is the Gemara says previously in the Vayin Aleph on the base. Ten Laga Bekarka Be Potter, put on the ground and be exempt. Uperkazorik begin the Gemara, get in the Vayin Chesma Beis, Zorik Levi Potter, throw to me and you'll be exempt. There ain't Raya. That, although it sounds like the same idea, where it's just like, you know, even though there's no Kenyan happening, it works, that's not a proof, because you could say the Arabic Kenyan, that there actually is a Kenyan. It just didn't mention it. Vayin Lakshas don't ask. Malach is Gedolus. Shapir Shapir comes in the Sanhedrin. He explains in the first place, and then the Vova Med Aleph got Beshara, that by a compromise, Tzrich and Kinyan, that you need an acquisition. The Shneim Tzrich and Kinyan, that he says that both of them need a Kinyan from both parties. The one who's pardoning has to make a Kinyan that he pardons. The one who's paying has to make a Kinyan Shasham Lechatzi to pay the half that he owes him. It says no. The Shani Bshar. So you see that Mechila is a kin. It says no. The Shani Bshar. My compromise is different. Mishum Dami Mechila B'Toyes. Because it really is somewhat similar to like erroneous Mechila. Because Shilo Yedeya Shoyzeicha B'Din. Had he known that really he would have won the court case, Lo Yemechila wouldn't have pardoned. Lachit Shicha Kin. Therefore, it needs to have a kinyan with it, because Al Mitzvei. That's a stronger type of a case. But in general, Mechila does not need a kinyan. My Tamanami, and for that reason also, Ikam and Dabai Gimel. There's actually those who require three. But the Sagabe is not enough for just two people. Because it's similar to like an erroneous mechila, and kolshkein. Now, so that's the answer to that question. Now, all the more says, "I'm learning the farish commission and farish balochas gedaylas." If you won't explain that sugi the way the Baha'i does, el hakinyan eisen. Rather, the acquisition is done koyim shishmu shikaimu divet pashranim before they even hear that they're validating the words of the compromising parties. Because without acquisition, they can back out. When they're going to hear the compromise, that's like kasha klum. Well, then, based on that interpretation, so then that's not a difficulty at all, because that's just not the back out of the compromise. But the mechil itself does not require a kinyan. Next time, the Gemara, umin kinyish v'achli b'hulu. So Gemara says, well, seemingly this question, if a kabban is over, if you're over a balton for a kabban, is if umin kinyish v'achli or not? On this question, Rav Sheshet said to them, Oiver, which Sheshet explained, Pirish, in other words, Yesh in Yesha Oiver, you could have a case of a contractor that will violate, that when you hire him, you'll violate Baal Talon, to go in Hecha the Lekesh Rach Kli, in a case when there is no improvement in the vessel. Maybe Shlich like Arta, like sending a letter, or in Dagi Labache, or like the Gemara says, when you hire him to pound something. Because actually, Rav Sheshet, Sabah Shabah, Rav Sheshet himself actually holds the Umi Koin Shvach Kli. He actually holds that the craftsman actually acquires the improvement in the vessel, which would seemingly be how the Gemara is making it dependent that actually you would not be over, because it's like a sale. But no, he holds umakarim shvakel kimuch magiz l'kam. Like it's obviously in the Gemara, but becoming the tzaddik doesn't mean aleph. The Gemara hasim. The Gemara says it with a lema. Let's say Reb Sheish is pligi adur abami. That he says umakarim shvakel that a craftsman acquires and improves in the vessel. And then Reb Rashi b'chama did Reb Sheish is he's b'shlicha dagarta. He's talking about an agent of a letter. So you see that he actually holds that uman is kind of shvachli. There, that it's not, is because it's talking about a different type of case. So the Hanach by Rav Sheshes said this that they had asked Rav Sheshes now Gemara lo hiskir Baba Yasin. They didn't mention in their question this principle that it should be dependent on the uman kind of shvachli to craftsman acquires the improvement of the vessel. El sastam shali. They asked him unspecifically. Kabbalim batal nelav. Could a contractor you when you hire him could you violate batal or not? But Gemara who shaymers the Gemara that says uman kind of a chul. That's what it depends on. According to the simple understanding, that's where the question depends on. That's also why the Gemara also says, let's support Rav Sheshes. Sheshes saw the Gemara because the Gemara thought the boy Talia is dependent one on the other. Rav Sheshes is a heishiv over, but Rav Sheshes actually answered that you do violate Sava the Enum Mekoyin actually holds the Gemara thought that this that he says you violating must be because he holds Oman. Is not koina, but the truth is actually holds uman is koina shvachli. I enter his needle of the lamed alman beis the maskel key.